Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Police officers were involved in a shooting this afternoon up in Yonkers. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria up there joining us live now with the very latest. Carol?
That's right, Larry. There were multiple shots fired today at 52 Main Street in Yonkers. That's right at the downtown area. One suspect was shot in the leg, and a police officer suffered a concussion. We spoke to Police Commissioner John Muller. He said the police received a call that a man had a gun at that address, and so that's where they went. And then something went wrong in the hallway. This is a small apartment building. He said so the crime scene is a hallway there and the apartment itself. He doesn't know how or specifically why the cop fired his gun or how the officer even received the head injury. They're going to go through all of the video surveillance. He said there were plenty of police officers there. They all had body cams, and they'll be looking at that. They're also going to be looking at the 911 dispatcher's tape to see what that person said to the suspect and so forth. And they said they'll try and put everything together so they know what happened and why. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, at the scene of the shooting in Yonkers.
Okay, thank you, Carol. And folks, again, you want to be careful of that area there. This is Main Street near Hawthorne and Riverdale. They were telling people earlier to avoid that area because of the police activity. So you want to be mindful of that if you're traveling in that area. Elsewhere, the push continues for fire safety reform now at the federal level in the wake of last week's horrific high-rise fire in the Bronx. Bronx Congressman Richie Torres, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and the Bronx Fire Safety Task Force all out with new proposed legislation now that would require the installation of heat sensors in all federally funded and or regulated multifamily housing developments. They say the sensors would allow housing administrators to assess heat levels in real time, improve fire safety, and hopefully prevent future fire tragedies. 17 people killed in the fire on January 9th at Twin Parks Northwest in the Tremont section of the Bronx. Tragically, 8 of those victims were children. They held the last 15 funerals over the weekend. New York appears to have turned another corner in the pandemic. The latest numbers from Governor Hochul. Governor Hochul have the COVID positivity rate at 13% around the state. That's down from 23 just a few weeks ago, folks. Things also appear to be getting better across the river.
2 weeks ago, 94 COVID patients were admitted here at Holy Name. Now, it is down to 66. And as to the positivity rate at their drive-through testing site, 2 weeks ago, that was 48%. Now, 23%. Michelle Aceto is the chief nursing officer and says,
"Then regarding our staff, we have seen today 18 staff members out, and only 3 of them are nurses. The very beginning of the year, we had 191 employees out. So we are gratefully seeing a downturn in our positivity rate."
In a statement from New York State's largest healthcare provider, that would be Northwell Health, they tell me less than 3% of their 78,000 vaccinated employees are out ill. And that number lessening in the last several days as well. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in TNet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.